Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl shows you why our Listener Limerick Challenge game is a victimless rhyme. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Moz, a new study from Japanese researchers shows that watching cat videos at work makes you what?
Crazy.
No.
Oh. Watching cat videos at work makes you fat?
No. It's good news.
It's good news.
It's good news.
Oh, makes you smart.
Makes you, well, you're at work. What's a good thing to
productive.
Be at work?
Productive.
Yes, watching cat videos makes you more productive, according to this study. So you think you're just a bored worker passing the time with kitten videos? No. You're increasing your productivity. You think you're just a crazy lady living at home with 9 cats? You are. This study has nothing to do with you. What happened was Japanese scientists found that workers who watch kittens and other cute baby animals on the internet are more focused and productive the rest of the day. And your business becomes even more productive if you can teach the kittens Microsoft Excel.
Is that because they watch the video and then they're like, oh, so cute?
Yeah, they're sort of cheered up. They're energized because of the cuteness.
What? You know, again, Peter, with the study, why would anybody even do such a study? I mean, what would make someone go, what's the effect of cat videos on workers?
Well, I imagine they might start with the premise that a lot of people are watching cat videos at work. We might as well find out what effect it is having on them.
I see what you're saying. So their boss came in while they were watching cat videos and said, what the hell are you doing? You're not doing anything. They said, oh, but we are. We are doing a study.
We're being productive.
Amy, thanks to a new development, farmers can now get text messages from whom?
Oh, they're cows, of
exactly
course.
Exactly right, yes. This is exciting. Some farmers in Switzerland are trying out new technology that sends a text when a cow is in heat and ready to mate. This saves a lot of time for farmers who for centuries have had to trudge down to the barn and check for themselves, a process that was as embarrassing for the cows as it was for the farmers. Much less traumatic is sitting down to dinner with your wife, you're all relaxed at the end of the day, and then you get a sext from Daisy the milk cow. What do sex from cows seem like? I'm tired of chewing just cud. Hey, I left my barn door open. I'm wearing leather. How about you?
Milk me now.
Moz?
What?
Milk
me now?
That was really naughty.
Was that naughty?
Very naughty.
I'm talking about milking.
Yeah, in the hand motion.
Oh, don't make the gesture, Moz.
Poor farmers.
Paula.
Yes.
Scientists in Britain recently conducted a study.
Yeah, baby.
To narrow down human personality types, and they made an amazing discovery.
There's two kinds.
There are. There are people who believe in studies, and then there's you. No, this study found that you can tell a lot about a person based on the way they do what?
Oh. Prepare their eggs.
Exactly right.
What?
You knew that. Very
I
good.
Did.
Were you in that study?
Yes. Oh. The study was conducted by Mind Lab International. It determined the following. This is according to Mind Lab. Boiled egg eaters are disorganized. Fried egg eaters are typically young, male, and promiscuous. Scrambled egg eaters are guarded office workers in managerial positions who own their own homes, and omelet eaters are disciplined and tidy. So remember, guys, if you're out on a date with a girl and she orders fried eggs, she's a man. But congratulations, dudes, on making it to breakfast. Turns out there's one more. People who eat their eggs soft-boiled for exactly 3 minutes, served in a bone china cup by a faithful servant at precisely 8:30 a.m. in the morning, are the Republican nominee for president.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing with the studies. I don't need these studies. I didn't go to college, and clearly I didn't need to. Because I sense all this intuitively.
You sense the egg thing intuitively,
oh,
you know?
Absolutely, as well as the cat video thing and every study you've ever spoken of. I already knew the findings without completing such a study because I have eyes and ears and I'm out in the world and I see the people eating the eggs.
How did who,
Peter, you've got a little yolk right here.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh. If this had come out of the Waffle House, I think you'd question the findings.